சச்சிபுத்திரமத்ரஸ்வரூபம் ரூபம் தஸ்யாக்ரஜபுரிபுரிம் மாதுரிம் கோஷ்டவாடிம் ராதாகுண்டம் கிரிவரமஹோ ராதிகா மாதவாசம் ப்ராப்தோ யஸ்ய ப்ரதிதக்ருபயா ஸ்ரீ குரும் தம் வஞ்சாகல்பதருப்யஸ்ய கிருபாசிந்துப்ய ஏவச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ மகாபதன்யாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேம ப்ரதாயதே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நாம்னே கௌரத்திஷே ஹி கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்தோ ஜகத்பதே கோபேஷ கோபிகா காந்த ராதாகாந்த நமஸ்தே தப்த காஞ்சன கௌரங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி விஷபானுசுதே பிரணமா அபராதலக்ஷ்யை க்ஷேப்தாஸ்ய காமாதிதரங்கமன் க்ருபாமயீ த்வாம் சரணம் ப்ரபன்னா வ்ருந்தே நமஸ்தே சரணாரவிந்தம். யம் ப்ரவ்ரஜந்தம் அனுபேதமபேத க்ருத்யம் த்வைபாயனோ விரஹ காத்ரயா ஜுஹாவ புத்ரேதி தன்மயதயா தர்வோபிநேது தம் சர்வபூதஹ்ருதயம் முனிமானதோஸ்மி தவைவாஸ்மி தவைவாஸ்மி ந ஜீவாமி த்வயா வினா இதி விக்ரஹே ராதே தம் நயமாம் சரணந்திகே. I was engaged in discussing something there. So half an hour, I became late.
No, here they became late for prasad.
Anyhow, I was informed late. I have begun after first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, eight, nine cantos. We have entered in 10th canto. Why Krishna descended in this world? I told so many reasons. He is establishing Yugdharma, and to kill the demons was not prominent reason. It has been done by Mahavishnu, Garbhodashari or Kshirodashari. Easily they can have done. But there were some reasons. That is why Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he ordered Garbhodashari to tell Brahma that myself has known all the reasons. I have to play more roles, especially I will have to taste madhur ras. I will have to give a sprinkle prem. I will give this prem, which is very rare for Brahma and Shankar, I will give to creepers even, to trees, to animals also. So without Krishna, anyone cannot give this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna, so he gave it. Otherwise he could not have. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not other than himself, Krishna. He is not manifestation of Krishna. He is not anything else, no prakash, nothing, but himself, Krishna. With the mood of Srimati Radhika, and beauty of Radhika. So Krishna is, Mahaprabhu is conjugal. More powerful, more merciful than Krishna even, and Srimati Radhika even, because he is conjugal. Mahabhav Rasaraj Sharu. Mahabhav is Srimati Radhika, and Rasaraj is himself Krishna. Combined both. So mercy has deserved so much. So we are now going to explain some pastimes of Krishna. You should always remember that Satang Prasangam Virjasam Vidau Bhavanta Rishakarana Rasayana Katha Tajosanat Asu Apabarg Vartmani Shraddha Rati Prema Bhakti Anukramishyati. By Tattvagan, it will not come. By Tattvagan, we cannot give our all kinds of offenses or unearth. No, we cannot. But easily hearing pastimes of Krishna. Krishna will himself enter our these ears, and from there he will come here. And he will make a very good asana, pure asana for himself, and he will sit forever. By easily he will come. So Nivritta tarsai upagiyamanat bhavsadat sotir manobhiramat kaha uttam shlok gunanubadat virajyet vina pashupunat. Those who are not hearing, they have no, a very little grit to hear, no taste for hearing Krishna katha. They are like hunters. They kill all and they kill themselves also, both. The Harikatha, Krishna Katha, coming from the mouth of Nivritta Trishna. Who is Nivritta Trishna? Sukadeva Goswami. No worldly requirements. He is not covered with gyan and karma, anything. So it's very powerful. He has taken Krishna, controlled his Krishna in his heart. So if he is telling anything, Harikatha, then it is a very powerful medicine for all. That is, Nivritta Tarsai Upagiyamanat. What is the meaning of Upagiyamanat? Hearing from Gurudev without any stop, with so great honor and affection, with so shraddha. I think that honor cannot cover the meaning of shraddha. No? So shraddha is something more better than honor. Honor cannot give the full meaning. So, we should hear, this will be the medicine for all in this world. Upagiyamanat, up means nirantar, continuously. Up means serving Gurudev, asking some questions. Tadbiddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. And always hearing. Those who have heard from his Gurudev, bona fide Gurudev, they are Nivritta Trishna, like Sukadeva Goswami. He has continually heard from Vyasadeva. So if anyone hear this, three classes of person, those who are Vishayi, always what?
Material enjoyment.
Always material enjoyment they are
engaged.
And those who have impersonalist. They don't believe in the shape, quality, eternal or transcendental shape, qualities, power, Harikatha. They don't believe. For them also, Jnani, Yogi, Karmi, Tapasri, for all. And those who are Ekant, one-ended Bhakta, Ananya Bhakta, also for a premi bhakta. Those who are bhakta. Bhakta means devotees. Out of that, all the associates of Narayan, associates of Ramachandra, associates of Dwarkadish, and those who are playing, serving Krishna eternally in Golok Vrindavan from there. So, what to tell them? It can bring Krishna, charm. Also Krishna and Srimati Radhika. It can charm Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu if a person like him is glorifying all these things. So those who have no taste to hear all these things, they are like hunters. Nivrtatarshai rupagiyamanat bausadhat manobhiramat kautam slok gunanubadat virajjet bina pasugnat. Pasugnat. Pasu means life. Life of himself. He is killing himself. Pasu means all the living beings. These are also pasu. All kinds of animals, these are all pasus. And who is Pasupati? Shankar is told to be Pasupati. Not of animals, his master or father. His master for all living entity. So he's a pasu. Those who cling himself, others are pasughati, those who are not hearing this. So we must hear. Because when a pure devotee telling Harikatha, spontaneously coming, what is that slok? Tasmin mahan mukharitang madhubhish charitra. Madhubhish charitra. Who is Madhubhi? Madhu. Who is he? Krishna himself. Very sweet like Madhu, more than Madhu. So he is Madhu. Madhupati he is called. Not by killing Madhu. This is very ordinary meaning. Here Madhu means nectar. What nectar? Transcendental nectar. Krishna is rasa, rasa raj he is. His ocean of love and affection. So, here, if anyone telling a spontaneous is coming, it is like Mansarovar. Hundreds of rivers like Ganga, Jamuna, Brahmaputra, Sindhu, and all are coming from Mansarovar. But never it becomes empty, always full to brim. So, a devotee like Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Goswami, and all others, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all the Goswamis, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and all in our discipline, all the acharyas like this, full of nectar of Krishna, conjugal. So if anyone here, he will forget his hunger to take water, all kinds of fears, and he will taste so much nectar. So we must hear Harikatha. We should hear, if you have honor, we can hear all the, he is telling in the beginning of 10th canto. If you have honor, you can gradually hear all. You should finish 9 cantos and you will be qualified to hear with honor Krishna pastimes. So you must hear. After that he has told in 33 chapter in Rasa Panchadhyayi in the last that by hearing the pastimes of Krishna, must hear. That bhavi is that we must hear, otherwise it will harmful for you if you are not carrying order, obeying him. So you must hear with very carefully, with honor, And then by hearing, bhakti will come in your heart. And then all your worldly desires, all bad things, will have no space to live there. So gradually they will go away. And the heart will be pure. Or your Krishna Kama will come, and Hrit will, Rog will go away gradually. There is no other any way to give up or anarth and all offenses. So he is telling, Sukadeva Goswami is telling to him. One Shankar came. He knew his meditation that Lord of Lord, the cause of all world, Anadi Swang and Adi of all, Sarva Karan Karanam, Ishwaraha Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Rodi Govinda, Sarva Karanam. He had descended here. So he came from Kailash, riding in a very big bull, that is Nandi, having in hand Trishul, Trigun. And he has so many serpents here in neck, like ornaments here in anklet, everywhere. And they were like doing like this. Also in hands, here also. And very sweet Ganga was there. Also half of the moon, Ashtami moon, Ashtami means 8th day of moon, was here. And he has some Asthi mala, you know? Asthi means?
Garland of skull, made of skull.
Not a skull, and also some
bones,
dry bones. And riding on the bull, very fearful. And he came there. And he came to Gokul. And he came down from the bull, and he tightened bull in any tree, and in any place, he gave his trishul there, three dragons there. You know? And he began to play with dum 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 dum, very. He sent any message to Yashoda Devi. Tell Mother Yashoda that I have come to see your son. Let me see for a moment and I will go away. But Yashoda told, I will never show my son to you, that very dangerous figure. Yogi, Mahajogi. When my son will see his big bull, and he have fearful appearance with all these serpents, then my boy will live. And I think there will be a Najar. Najar, you know? In India, bad persons, if you see any boy, then he becomes very weak and he may die by this unauspicious vision of that. So that yogi will give that unauspicious vision. So I will not show my child, my son. He was waiting, Shankar, and telling that I have come from so long distance from Kailash. I have so many business to do, so Mother Yashoda kindly may show his. I will take a glance of that and I will return. But Yashoda was not ready. Then he took his and began to play very well, very big sound coming. And the boy in the lap of Yashoda was weeping bitterly. As much as he was doing so, and he was bitterly, loudly, louder. Then all the Sakhi told, Sakhi, you know the meaning of Sakhi? Friend, but Sakhi. Sakhi, why you are not showing your child to that? He is Mahajogi, he can do anything. So for your welfare of your son, you should show your child. Because he is very Hatha Yogi. Hatha Yogi, you know?
Who is the desire, he fulfills his desire.
Hatha Yogi means he can do any unfair things to your child. He is so powerful. He is a Siddha Yogi. Shankar was telling, requesting again and again. So Yashoda Maa, hearing the words of his Sakhis, she told that, yes, I will show for a glance, for a moment. So he get very big causal like here. Causal, you know? Very big causal like this. And he gave a tilak here, black, round. And he gave some black black here thread, a guchha. Guchha ke ki bole? Here. Threads. So many threads on here. Also in ankle. And so many black things in his
neck.
And covered with black cloths. And very carefully she took and went to Shankar, where he was very eager to see Krishna. So he took the cloth from mouth of Krishna and she told that, look, at once I'm going, and very like a flashing light, he saw his son to Kailashpati. Seeing Krishna, taking darshan of Krishna, at once Shankara stood up, began to dance. Hairs were standing, tears were coming. He was shaking. And so many ashtasattvic bhav came. Yashoda at once ran to her home. Shankar was satisfied. He thought that my life is successful. Someone think that Krishna and Shankar is same, but not same. Shankar is the eternal servant of Krishna. Eternal. Dash of Dash. Not only Dash. So, Krishna is root of all, Ram, Nishinga, Baman, Parshuram, all, and even these
demigods,
like Shankar, Brahma, Indra, and all. Once, Krishna was playing naked with Dam, Sidam, Sudam, Vasudam, Isto, Krishna, Lavanga, Shuval, Madhumangal, Arjun, Ujjwal, all were naked, age about 2.5. They are playing very nearer to Yashoda Bhavan, Raman Reti, with sands, making one, this is my house, you should not come in my house, enter, this is my house, like a wall of sands, very little, and playing. In the meantime, Krishna disturbed Sidam wall. Then he broke the wall of Krishna and they began to fight. And at last, Sidam defeated Krishna. But at the same time, Krishna, with a very good play, he defeated both each other. In the meantime, they saw that a big rishi like Durvasa is there. And standing, and he is looking after this place. He was so much charmed. And he was standing, only looking after the child. Krishna saw from a distance and he came running. Baba, you know, the very honorable addressing to any saint, Vaishnava. Baba, can you tell that I have defeated Sridham. In the meantime, Sridham came running. Baba, you saw that I have defeated Krishna. He is telling that, can you tell? He is telling, can you tell that I have defeated Krishna? And Krishna tells me, I have defeated Sridham. He was not in a mood to tell anything. He became like dumb. And he at once shut down. Krishna came in his lap and took his beard. Baba, Baba, why you are not telling? Are you dumb? Then he could not speak anything. In the meantime, Krishna laughed, smiled, and he came in the mouth of Krishna. For lakhs and lakhs years, in the mouth of Krishna, he was roaming here, there. No? And he saw pralaya. Pralaya means?
Destruction.
That is, whole world covered with water. No space was there. Only some Krishna land, Mahaprabhu land were there. Everything was covered with whole water. And he was going here and there, and he was so thirsty and he was so hungry. Anything was not for him. After that he crossed Birja and went to Golok, here, there. And lakhs worlds where Krishna pastimes were going continuously, from this world to that, that to that, that. And it took several lakhs years. In any Gokul Braja of any world, Krishna was playing the same role in this world, in Vrindavan. And there also he went and Krishna was telling like him. And when Krishna smiled, he came out of the mouth. And then he flew on the lotus feet of Krishna. I have seen so many things. I am thinking that these are dreams, but never dream. Reality I have seen. So he is certainly God of God, Sarvakaran Karanam. Once, now Krishna has become of 2.5 years. He has now so many friends. So many friends. Very morning. Now he cannot remain in his Yashoda Bhavan, Yashoda's house. He comes out of his house. Now he has some taste of butter and misery and all the other things. Sometimes taking his whole party goes to a gopi house. And he tells a friend that you should take this cough free. He was banded in any fair that he should not take whole milk of his mother. So he was banded. But when a friend of Krishna set free, and he went to her mother cow and began to take milk. And Krishna told the son of same lady whose house was, and she was churning, and telling, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma. When he heard that my cough has been set free, and he is taking milk of cow, at once he left that and ran to catch his calf. In the meantime, Krishna with very big party, all Chatushan, quite naked, they entered the room. And they took all the butters, distributed among them and distributed it among monkeys. All were like monkey. And she is coming, one eyes to that mother gopi, and another taking all these things. And very soon they took all, and they left the home. When she returned, he saw that, oh, where is my curd, where is my butter? He said that everything has been looted. She ran to Yashoda, your child is so notorious. Please take careful care of this. Otherwise, in the future life, he will be very
dacoit
or anything. You cannot control her. Another day, he went to, and it, Gopi was waiting for Krishna, that when Krishna will come, I will catch the hand of Krishna, and I will take it to Yashoda, because Yashoda never trust in my words. She tells that, oh, my son is sleeping. My son does not know any to how to
thief
or anything. He is very good boy. He never believes on us. So I will catch hold of that boy and I will take personally rendered to his mother. So he was quite ready. There was no lamp. And she was
hiding herself
in the corner of that room. Krishna came with her party and told that you should be outside. I am coming, taking the pot of butter. He entered the room. The beauty of Krishna was so enlightened, so much that it became like light. And easily he searched where it was kept. And he took it. In the meantime, when he was taking some in mouth and some with pot, he was going out. She caught red-headed to Krishna. Oh boy, what are you doing? Nothing, mother, nothing, mother. Why entered this room? I think that you are my mother. And this house is mine. So I entered. I have never come to take anything. So why you entered? Oh, this is my room. And he smiled in such a way that Krishna took his hand and he at once ran away. And she was looking. He could not tell anything. Next day or anywhere else, Krishna entered in a gopi room. And she was eager to catch hold. She caught Krishna red-handed. Oh, you have come to stole my makhan. I will take you to your mother. And he covered with cloth, and it was some Brahma Muhurta darkness. And he was taking and chastising Krishna. Krishna was telling that, mother, 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 I will never come, but you should not take me to my mother. He will chastise me. But she was strong-minded that she should take there to her mother. When he entered the Yashoda Bhavan, and he called Yashoda Devi, oh sister, come on and see your boy. I have caught red-headed. She came, Yashoda. When he took the cover of mouth of Krishna, he saw that the son of that very lady Gopi was he not Krishna. Yashoda told, oh, he is not my son, your son is here. Why you brought your son? Oh, I know that my son is so pure and he is not a thief. In the meantime, Krishna weeping from the
court
of Yashoda. Palank of Yashoda. He came right, mother, mother, see, they are always doing like this, abusing me. I never know all these six tricks. They only want me to go there. And that is why sometimes I go, but I never stole anything, steal anything. One day, he went in another gopi's house. Catch hold of Krishna. They have done so much austerities, aradhana for lakhs and lakhs worth to see all these things, to enjoy, to love Krishna so affectionately. So Krishna is going. But anyone like Duryodhan or anyone, he will give all things preparations for it. He will never look after that. But to his bhakta, he takes forcibly, like Siddhar. Mahaprabhu. He was quarreling with Mahaprabhu. I am a very poor man. Why you are always quarreling with me to take my this shark, banana flower, and all these things? I cannot give. I will have to serve Ganges. Oh, Ganges, Ganges is my wife. Hari, don't tell. It is a very big offense. Hari, you don't know he is my wife. She is my wife. Very dear wife. Like this. So Krishna entered in a gopi house. She was ready from first. She asked Krishna, why you came here? And why you are stealing this makhan and this butter? I am not selling anything, but I was searching my cough. From evening he is, I don't know where he has gone. So I was searching and I saw that perhaps he may jump in your pot. Oh, where you are? Oh, your cough is here? Yes, I can see. So I have come to search him. And Krishna gave his hand on the pyre and he brought up a very little cough that Nanda Baba has given to play marble. Oh, this is my cough. I was only searching. She told that, yes, I admit it. But why butter is here, your? Why here? You can search by hand, by mouth you are searching? Yes, yes. That is the thing that when I have taken some butter, I put my hand in that pot. So much butter was in my hand here, there. And some monkeys were following me and they jumped over me and they took butter and also they gave like this. She began to laugh and in the meantime when she was laughing he ran with his party and went to just here and there. So always doing like this. One gopi told that if you'll come tomorrow I will see you. I will punish you. Krishna told that if you are not keeping butter for me, then I will come and I will do like this to your son. He hidden himself everything. She took all the butter pots and she hid it. Krishna came and saw that no, there is no butter and everything, anything here. So he became angry. And he went to his son who was sleeping on the bed and he pinched. And he began to very loudly. And the minute Krishna ran away from that place. So do is all these things. Why doing? For previous births. Gopis have no birth. They are not any one of them are
not conditioned.
They have not come for that. They are not Baddhamukta. They are not Sadhan Siddha. Eternal associates of Krishna. They like Krishna. And that is why they wish like this. They are thinking, why they are doing complaint to Yashoda? Why? They are thinking that Yashoda is unfortunate. Why unfortunate? We are seeing and testing all the pastimes, sweet pastimes of Krishna. But Yashoda is deprived of all. Krishna does not do anything these pastimes in the house of Yashoda. So she is not fortunate. So we should tell anything, these all nectars to Yashoda. So they are telling all these things. That how beautiful, how sweet is your son. So in this way they were telling all to Yashoda like a complaint. But it was not complaint, it was what thing?
Praise of his child.
But Yashoda thought, my boy is going, perhaps being what? Notorious. I should care. I should take care. Otherwise he may become any notorious. Koto holo? 55 minutes have gone?
45.
Achha, you should end do
35.
Namami nando dhanandanam namami nandanam namami yasodhanam
Namami.
7?
7
p.m. 7 p.m. No hurry. Once Krishna was playing naked with naked friends of Krishna, Dham, Sudham, and all on Brahmand Ghat. Have you seen Brahmand Ghat in Vrindavan? On the bank of sacred river, transcendental river, Yamuna. Very near to this house of Yashoda Devi. All were praying there. At once, Madhumangal, Sri Dham, all were clapping their hands and laughing so loudly. Krishna thought that, why all are laughing so and clapping? His short words, his brother, elder brother, Ram, Balaram, he was also so happy and clapping hands with them. All were clapping and looking towards Krishna. Why you are clapping and so laughing? Madhumangal told, now you have realized this fact that you are not son of Yashoda and Nanda. Anywhere you are orphan, any other mother has given birth to you, and he is she kept in a, and perhaps your mother, your father, Nanda Baba took, and they saw that you are orphan boy. If you will not, they will support, then you will be dead. So they are nourishing only. You are adopted son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. So all are clapping. And also Baldevi is doing like so. Why? I'm son of Yashoda and surely I'm son. No, never. Have you any proof? We have some proof for this, that you are not son of Yashoda. Because you are black. Yashoda and Nanda Baba both are wear golden colors. Then how that son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba becoming so golden, fair, complex, and from where you have dropped? Surely you are not son of Yashoda. Krishna looked to her favor. This, certainly I am blackish scholar. He began to weep loudly and run towards his home. And he went to the court of Yashoda. Yashoda was doing something. He was busy in that. And he began to weep so loudly. And other days he used to weep, but telling mother, 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 mother. But today, not mother. Only weeping bitterly. Tears are coming so. Eyes has become reddish. And he was rolling down on the courtyard. Yashoda came at once. And he wanted to take Krishna in her lap. But today Krishna was doing like this. I will never come in your lap. Because I am not son. Are you child? Who has told that you are not my son? Oh, all are telling, my all friends, and even Baldevi is telling like that, you are not son of Yashoda. So I am not your son. So I must go anywhere. You are picked up from any tree's hole. They are all telling this fact. Have you picked up me from any tree's hole? Only was wondering, she was wondering and hearing only. And Krishna was very bitterly. I am going to forest anywhere. I will jump in Yamuna or I will go in forest. I will search my mother and father. Oh, she was so disturbed. She began to weep. And he took Krishna forcibly and told that I am taking shapath of keeping my hands on you. And one hand to my shalagram, Narayan, I'm telling truth that you are my son. I've given you birth from my womb. And I'm taking the oath of Narayan. And he told that, oh Narayan, he is my son. I'm telling this truth. And gradually, she what? And he took the
water,
and with her bell, he satisfied. And he gave milk with her. Then he was satisfied. So Krishna plays like also to increase to what? To
renew
the love and affection of his mother. So she loved me new and new and better and best way he suits. Krishna don't want to test any old thing. Never, never. So he is doing like this. So many kinds of this pastime, very sweet, I have no time. If I am telling all these things, that then my others will be, remain untouched. So Yashoda is now thinking, why my son is becoming thief? Perhaps in my house I don't prepare butter with my own hand. There are thousands of maid servants in my house, so many gopis, and they take it careless, make it. So today I will milk myself with the cows. There are 8 cows, so prominent cows. Padmagandha, Kalindi, Amritavahini, Nectar, like nectar. So many cows, 8 cows. They are never set free to go to outside. Always nearer Yashoda, always serves. Today he told his all maid servant, today is Deepavali. You know, Deepavali, very big festival in India. Before one day, on Amavasya. Amavasya? New moon. New moon?
Dark moon.
Dark moon. Completely dark moon. She ordered all his set free, that I'm giving leave to you. You should go to your homes and do all these things. And I myself will do everything. At that day, he milked him herself. And she gave it to fire to boil milk. And he gave something, curd, to become curd. It became so very good curd, like some reddish, very sweet and with very fragrance. And in the very morning, she was going to Charan himself. There was none there, no any maid servant, or even Baldev and Rohini was not there. They have gone to the house of Upananda, the elder brother of
Nanda Baba.
So only Yashoda was there. In the night, Krishna was sleeping in the lap of Yashoda, but in the very morning at 4, Yashoda left his boy sleeping and he came out. He took water and he became pure, changed the clothes, and he sat to. She was so beautiful. You can imagine that from a boy, by son, that how his mother will be. So beautiful. Yashoda was marvelous beautiful. His this voice, neck was so sweet. She can sing so well. No? With 7th tune.
Note.
Eh?
Loud?
Notes. So she sat herself. There was a pillar, and took she rope around it 3, and then taking a what? Rod of wooden and see
wrapped around
and took in two hands. She was so strong also. His clothes were so fine, silken. They can come here, whole cloths, they can come here, so fine. At that time, Indian art of cloths and everything was so high. So, a cloth, a sari of 10 or more than that yards, it can come easily in this. So fine. She was wearing this sari. Blouse, reddish. All the beauties were coming from, peering from that sari. His this?
West.
West are so
thin.
Like loin. And breast, so much breadth. Hair so beautiful. And she was absorbed in singing. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti
Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti
Udukhale Sanghatatandulanscha Sanghantayanto musalai pramugdha Gayanti gopya januta nuraga Govinda dhamo
dharma
Govinda dhamo
dharma
Govinda dhamo dharma Tears were coming spontaneously. The hairs were standing. Heart was so melting. She was seeing in his heart Krishna. How beautiful this my son is. Remembering the pastimes of Krishna, how beautiful walking, how beautiful mother, not full. And so many pastimes. Exactly. It was understood by this that when she was singing so sweetly, that there should be any mridanga. What was mridanga? Where was there mridanga? Himself playing on mridanga, chording, dhiktang like this, by tan by these fingers. And dhik by this. So churning, the sound of churning was like dhik, dhik. And tan, the kartal. Where were kartals? Very sweet. They were doing very sweet, gentle sounds. All were mixing the tune, very good tune, melodious tune. Dhik, dhik means five. Fie on them. Double. To whom? Those who don't remember Krishna. They don't chant Krishna. Fie on them. So telling like this. Oh, very beautiful. She was observed quietly. Krishna saw, what is? 10, 7.5? Krishna there, on the bed, lying, at once he, eyes closed, opened his eyes, and saw, where is mother? But mother was not there, she was churning. He at once, oh, very intelligent, oh, mother is there, not here. He had left me here alone, and he has gone to churn. He began to weep loudly, more loudly, More loudly he began to weep. He thought that mother will hear and come. But she was so absorbed in that, and Mridanga was doing, and Kartals were doing, and she was totally absorbed. And Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti
Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti.
The weeping sound of Krishna was covered with this. She could not hear. Anyhow, the naked boy, anyhow, with great labor, difficulty, he came down from the by the help of his stomach, like this, and began to walk as if he will fall down. Anyhow, he was advancing towards her mother, weeping more loudly, but Yashoda was not hearing. And his louder voice was coming louder, but yet Yashoda was not. He was coming nearer, nearer. At last, when came very nearer to Yashoda Maiya, he catch hold of that churning stick, and by one hand, he took the bell here of Yashoda. Who had done? Yashoda was at once saw that, oh, my dear son. At once he gave up churning, and he took Krishna in his lap, and he covered with his belt, gave his breast, and Krishna was shocking now. Yashoda was doing pacifying.
Caressing.
Yes. He was taking the airs of Krishna in her hands, doing like this, no? Sometimes doing here. And tears were coming. Heart was so melting. What is this? This is bhakti rasa. There are some materials of bhakti. What are they? Sthai bhav there should be. For bhakti rasa to test, there should be any sthai bhav. What is sthai bhav? Any relation forever. Yashoda is the eternal mother of Krishna, and Krishna eternal son of Yashoda. This relation is there. Krishna is so beautiful. This is uddipan. You know uddipan? What remains? And
stimulates
the mood. One is Vishaya Alamban and other is
Ashraya
Alamban. Krishna's son is Vishaya Alamban. And his Vatsalya mood is Ashraya Alamban. Krishna is so beautiful. She smiles, he smiles so sweet. His all actions are so sweet. Yashoda is giving milk to his son and doing
caressing.
These are Alamban. And this weeping and coming to our Ashtashaktik board, hair standing and other things, they are Anubhav, Sanchari Bhav. They are making help to increase the ocean of bhav, of rasa. These are the waves of this. Coming towards the sthai bhav, and sometimes mixing, and again coming like sea waves. Then mixing all, then become bhakti rasa. As there is so much sugar, but it is not rasa. Yes? Water is not rush. Mix them both in proportion. You should take a little sugar and mix 5 kilos of water. Then it will be not rush. Equal proportion. There should be some kapoor, you know, or any smelling thing. give some also kalu mirch.
Black pepper?
Yes, mix it. Give it some other things to make a rasa. All things mix, mixing, then it will be rasa. So sthai bhav must be there. Sanchari bhav, anubhav, sattvik, avalamban, pishaya avalamban, ashaya avalamban. All will make it bhakti rasa. All things are there, but we cannot do rasa. We'll have to go to Rupa Goswami and to learn in what proportion, in what percent all things should be mixed. Where to mix, how to mix. If you have gone up to Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, even Bhav, but you will have to know all these things. So thus Yashoda is here testing Bhakti Rash, Varsalya Rash. You should know all these things. In friendly ras, sakya ras, vatsalya ras, for madhur ras, all. So thus is Yashoda, he is testing. She was observed, and Krishna was also taking so much milk. And after what became, we will try to explain tomorrow. The rest. Only Krishna is so happy. So I will complete this thing tomorrow in very little scale. And if it is remained, then I will take it to
San Francisco.
San Francisco. And other also sweet pastimes of Krishna. In this, everything, all tattva, jiva tattva, maya tattva, Krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, everything will come automatically. Gaur Prima Nanda Nandan ki Yashoda Nandan Krishna ki Gopi Jana Ballav ki Krishna Radha Ballav ki ji Radha Ramani ji ki ji Gaur Prima Nandan
ki Bhakta Brinda ki Srila
Gurudev ki.
You can drink.
I think this is the best play. Bless you all that you should develop Krishna prema like this. This is the aim and object of our whole devotional activities. Rupa Goswami has told like this, Raghunath Das Goswami has told like this, all our disciples, acharyas have told. So if by seeing and hearing my Bhagavat Katha, and seeing these all very beautiful dramas, if you are very, very thin greed to serve Krishna and Radhika, your life is successful. Go, come on.